Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The fallout from the Derek Chauvin trial descends on America. It's been hanging over us like a cloud since George Floyd was killed.
Welcome, everybody.
Kevin Jackson here, talking about a lot of stuff. We're going to cover a lot of things today. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. I'm going to cover Lindell's launch and some other stuff on social media, because we, as you guys know, I'm now banned on Twitter for doing nothing. Asking Twitter a simple question of, hey, listen, if it turns out that Sicknick wasn't bludgeoned to death by a fire extinguisher and wielded by Trump supporters, who gets credit for that lie? Because the New York Times reported it. Are they banned? And I dare ask Jack that question, and he banned us. So as I said, we're moving over to PolitiChatter. I hope you'll come over. You can come over for free and just start interacting. Look, folks, 80 million people voted for Trump. I asked this question of some friends of mine the other day. I said, let's just say for the sake of discussion, there's 25 social media sites. And 80 million people every day said we're going to do something to help the conservative cause. And 80 million people went to Gab. Maybe they gave them a buck. Because I said this the other day, what if every conservative who voted for Trump gave $1 a day for a year? $365. Trust me, we're wasting that kind of money. How many cups of coffee? How many cigarettes do you smoke? How many drinks do you take in a weekend or whatever? So if we just gave a buck, and we went to Gab, and we said, here, Gab, here's $80 million, and we're going to sign up for you. Then we're going to go to PolitiChatter. Now, with PolitiChatter, you could potentially get some ownership. But, again, the dollar signs you up. You get your dollar of stock, and you say, hey, I'm ready to go. I want to go to work for you today. And we did this. And whether it was an educational cause or a pro-life cause or whatever, 80 million people gave a buck and worked that cause that day. Could we change politics? The short answer is yes. Why do we continue to depend on politicians? Look, we need representatives. I'm not trying to – there are some great representatives. Debbie Lesko, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs. These are the people that represent me. They're great folks. I know them. I have their phone numbers in my phone, and they will take my calls. But I don't rely on them. Once we determine where things go, we give them their instructions. So I'm just telling you, these guys, I got banned on Twitter for asking a legitimate question. James O'Keefe got banned on Twitter because he dared question CNN and found out through undercover work that they were in cahoots with Trump. I mean, with Biden. How long do we put up with this? I don't know the reach of my audience. I think it's fairly significant. It's certainly growing. But guys, this is a simple thing that we must do. And it's funny because when I say it, there are times where I go, "It's Kevin, it seems like you're begging. I don't care. You can do what you want to do. But don't come complaining to me when you're not getting what you want." Do you know what? Well, you didn't get what you wanted. You didn't get – it's not what we want. You didn't get justice. You're not getting treated fairly. The Democrats always talk about equity and fairness. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know what they don't give us? Diversity, equity, or inclusion. They want one type of talk. Their equity is totally unfair to those who don't agree with them, and you cannot be included unless you agree with them. So America had a cloud over its head, and we've had one. There's always a cloud. You don't ever look up in leftist America and see a sunny, sunshiny day where you say, hey, let's go enjoy ourselves. Let's go for a picnic. Let's go for a stroll by the brook. It's never going to happen. There's always a cloud, the cloud of Obama. Obama and Obamacare. I could go. I'm going to give you a lot of examples, but the leftists are celebrating a win for anarchy. With Chauvin. And I showed you, well, we talked about the girl who got shot, the black chick in Ohio, who was trying to knife another girl, and the cop put her down. Pow, 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 pow. People are mad about it. But not all people. Not the girl in the pink who was about to get stabbed. She's not mad. Her mother's not mad. Her family's not mad. Her friends are not mad. Because they know sanity. Think about it. A girl who saw the cop there and still said, I'm still stabbing you. What would she do to you? Kevin, he should have shot the gun out of her hand. He should have nunchucked her. Choked her out? What should he have done that would have gotten him in court over police brutality? He shot a chick. He's lucky. I told you guys, he's lucky that the chick that she was trying to kill was a black girl. If it had been a white girl, he'd be another Derek Chauvin going to prison. I'm not making it racial. I'm just telling you the way it is. Some conservatives are relieved, folks, that America isn't burning. But America is burning. I don't think it is. I know it is. The fire from Chauvin's conviction burns larger than if he had been exonerated. And you know what would have happened had they set that man free. They would have burned the mother down. I'm talking about the U.S. They would have burned it to the ground. And it would have been nothing in comparison to the fire that has been set ablaze by that kangaroo court who gave out mob injustice. They catered to the mob. And there are conservatives out there going, "Whoa, we got lucky, man. I feel for Chauvin, but..." Don't feel for Chauvin. Feel for the lack of justice that we have now. And the aftermath of this has ripple effects that are going to be... It's horrible. Anarchists and terrorists would have burned America. But we caved to the terrorists. And the question we should be asking ourselves is, what does this mean for the long run? Have you thought about it? Probably. We got a lot to talk about today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the outcome of the Chauvin verdict in more abstract terms, far, you know, a little more far-reaching. Where are we going to find ourselves with all of this? Because I want to help make sense of it all. And I want you to understand, don't treat this as some minor little thing. This is a tipping point. This was one of those places where America had a fork in the road occurred. And we went down the wrong way. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Before I get into that, so I was thinking about this the other day. I haven't heard anything about Bongino's show. Rush is gone. He's been gone now for, you know, quite a few weeks. And there was hardly a day that would go by that I didn't hear something from Limbaugh. Somebody would send me a clip. Kevin, here's what Russ said. This is profound or whatever. Haven't gotten anything from Bongino. I'm just curious. Are you guys hearing anything? I haven't spoken to Dan in a while. I saw him at CPAC. He was sitting at the Fox booth, and we just looked at each other and gave the old, hey, what's up, you know, kind of thing. But and I haven't bothered with him because he's had a string of very good luck. But I'm curious because we need people replacing stuff. I talked earlier about social media. What's going to replace Facebook? I know what I'm working for, PolitiChatter. What's going to replace Twitter? Bongino left Parlay unceremoniously and very quietly. He was just kind of the face of it, and he left. Mercer's is still over it. They put in Mark, I forget Mark's last name. I know him, though. Good guy. Rant was with the Tea Party. Anyway, he's the president of that organization. They got their app back in the store, so congratulations to him. I wish them nothing but success. I don't know. I don't go over there. My staff does. I've been on there maybe four times. It's supposed to be like a replacement for Twitter, but here's my point. Who's replacing the things that we need to replace? Coca-Cola. We're going to talk about the woke group, right? When you don't want to drink Coke, what do you do? I want to cover the things that we need to do to win back the nation. And it's really it's not that difficult. I've already given kind of a blueprint. I just don't think I have a big enough voice. I've been shadow banned, and rightfully so. I don't blame them because I'm a bad mother. Shut your mouth. You better not let me get out because people will listen. Because I make sense, and I don't make sense trying to talk all snooty and giving you lots of big words that you have to try to interpret. I talk to you like you got some sense, like, you know, down to earth. I want you to understand it. But we got to replace. Build and replace. If Facebook doesn't want us, and they don't, build and replace. If Twitter doesn't want us, and they don't, build and replace. If Coca-Cola doesn't want it, get cola. I used to drink RC. We were poor. We drank RC. Y'all remember RC Cola? Y'all are too young. These producers, they're too young. They don't know what RC is. Mr. Pip. I couldn't stand Mr. Pip. But there's a replacement for a cola. It may not be Coke. It may be rum and cola. I'd like a rum and Coke. We don't serve Coke here, sir. It's like the movie Yesterday. Have you seen that film? It's a really good film. Guy gets hit during a blackout, and he wakes up and the Beatles have disappeared, and he knows all the Beatles songs, and anyway, there's no Coke in the world. He's like, I'd like a Coke. And he's on a plane and the lady goes, what? And he goes, oh, Pepsi. So Pepsi's the only thing left, and they're just as they're more leftist than Coke. They were woke years ago, and I don't use it as a term of endearment. Woke means stupid. Now wake up. That means get smart. But woke, that's stupid. That's stupidity. So it's bad news about this Chauvin verdict because you never negotiate with terrorists. But there's other things that needed to happen here. And you probably didn't think it out. You didn't think it through. But let me give you an example. Joe Biden needed to deal with the burning and looting of cities all across America. He needed to have to confront that. Trump had to do it. He needed to do that. We needed to see the left go crazy again over a thug. I know what you're saying. Kevin, cities needed to burn. Look, cities are going to burn. This is always the threat. Get my book, Race Pimping. It's always the threat of what will happen if you don't do what we tell you. Are you listening to these BLM people say, we're not even close to done. We are going to attack from every angle and going on. They got a lot of money. I have a brand called unhyphenatedamerica.org run by Chris Harris. He's on Tucker. He's on various media. And we're out right now profiling the greatest stories in America. People that don't do, they react. They don't care about color. We're making videos about it. I should have $1 billion in that account for people saying, you know what, Kevin? I love that concept. I definitely want to do that. Do you think that we get any, don't even get me started about donations. We've gotten very little. I mean, it's practically nothing. And Black Lives Matter gets $900 million as a terrorist group. Let me tell you something, folks out there. If I went on the other side of this and you wanted terror and I was out there talking anarchy, how nice do I speak? How influential do you find me? man, I would rip this country apart. I would be the belle of the ball. I'm telling you, if I ripped into this country talking about racism, using their rhetoric with my intellect, I mean, these are dummies talking about it. If I had it in my core to go that route, man, I'm going to tell you something. It would be a dangerous world. It already is. But it would be much more dangerous with me on that side. Do you, I go back to Biden. I would have loved to have seen a feckless, feeble old man have to deal with his own chickens roosting. But he avoided that. Woke leadership, which isn't good leadership, created a racial chasm in America that cut to the muscle of this country. You want me to make predictions about what's going to happen, the crime rates going forward? You want me to tell you who the least safe people in this country are? And let me ask you this. Do you think these terrorists will stop? Did the negotiation end with the conviction of Chauvin? By the way, LeBron James said to that, to Kim What's-Her-Face, the other lady to kill that, no, was it that? No, to the guy in Ohio, you're next. And he took the tweet down. I want to remind you folks that the election of Obama was to end racial discord. Did it do it? Obama's election allowed racial issues long put to bed to get woke. And you see the damage it's causing every single day. Critical race theory being taught in schools. How long is white America going to kowtow to this? How long are you going to subjugate yourself to anarchists and terrorists? On the surface, it may appear that everything's good, but I'm telling you, it's a boiling cauldron underneath.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A bipartisan group of House lawmakers is endorsing raising the gasoline tax to pay for infrastructure spending, lending support to a measure that both Republicans and Democratic proposals have avoided in the debate about how to cover the cost of an infrastructure package. SpaceX has another successful launch of NASA astronauts.
SpaceX has successfully launched 4 astronauts into space aboard a recycled rocket about 6 a.m. Eastern Friday morning.
2, 1.
Yeah. Vehicle pitching downrange.
The Crew 2 mission is the third time Elon Musk's rocket company has sent NASA astronauts into space. The launch took place at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thank you, Lance, and you're listening to USA Radio News. An Oregon woman in her 50s is dead after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The Oregon Health Authority said in a statement it learned about the death on Tuesday, just 2 days after the CDC was notified about the case from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Federal authorities stopped administering the one-shot vaccine April 13th after 6 women reported clotting issues. Health officials said the unnamed woman in her 50s died just a week after receiving the J&J shot prior to the pause. Meanwhile, in Texas, health officials announced that another woman had been hospitalized with symptoms similar to blood clotting that materialized following receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Bitcoin's price is down, coming below $50,000 this morning. CoinMarketCap says that drop wiped out more than $200 billion off the cryptocurrency market. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And we have that policy debate, but I'm asking you a simple factual question. Was Officer Darren Wilson justified or not in the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014? Benita Gupta has said he was. Eric Holder has said he was. 3 different investigations have said he was. I'm asking you, was he or was he not justified in that shooting?
As a private citizen, based on the facts that I know, I'm not privy to the details that the federal government may have been privy to in the course of its investigation. As a private citizen, there is something that feels unfair. And
the Department of Justice issued an 87-page report. That's not a private, that's not grand jury sensitive information. That's not secret. It's an 87-page report released by Benita Gupta when she ran the office that you aspire to lead. It concluded that the shooting was justified.
All right. Well, my view.
You obviously do not want to take the position that the shooting was justified, despite what Eric Holder and Benita Gupta have said, given the fact that you won't answer the simple question yes or no. Let's turn to another case, which
Senator, could you please just allow her opportunity to respond?
Could you please stop your pattern of interrupting me repeatedly? This happened the last time we had a hearing.
I'm sorry,
you called a vote in violation of this committee's rules.
I will give you additional time, but I'd like to give her a chance to complete her answer.
I've asked her a simple yes or no question multiple times. She refuses to answer it. Thank you, though, for your input.
That was Tom Cotton, Senator from Arkansas. I like Tom Cotton. He went away from us in something. I forget what it was. It was big. It made me take pause on him. I wasn't happy about it. But he's grilling the woman who is going to make the determination about, you know, these types of officer-involved shootings. And he wants answers. I want more of that. I want more grilling like that. He asked a simple question. Do you think that the shooting of Michael Brown Jr. was justified? That scenario was looked at in so many ways. We talked about it in my film Bleeding Blue, bleedingbluemovie.com if you want to watch it. Or you can watch it Saturday on Real America's Voice TV for free. But anyway, we talked about it. Michael Brown Jr. got himself killed. And trust and believe that Eric Holder and Barack Obama so wanted to find a racial connection. In the movie, we covered this. The revelations are amazing. Stuff that was not told during the time. And look, there's going to be stuff. Look at this Chauvin case. They tried to paint this guy. He's the biggest racist on the planet. He knew George Floyd. They worked together. He had a vendetta. He didn't like black people, and on and on. And all Chauvin got was he was the closest cop to the call. He and his partner and whoever else. All kinds of people around while he had his knee on his neck. Nobody said anything else. Are they all complicit? Anyway, going back to Cotton, you know, he's grilling this lady because he's saying, if you can't believe that after all the racist Obama administration and Michael Brown Jr. shooting was justified, how can you be in this position? Well, I wasn't privy to all the details as a private citizen. You know, I'm very sensitive on the issue. And he's like, you won't answer the question because you're an ethnocentric racist who wants to propagate this other nonsense. But I'm glad we have people like Cotton, although he did let me down. And he also let, so did Dan Crenshaw. They have these threads of leftism in them that either they need to break or we have to figure out how to make that happen. But still, there is some fight. I mean, it reminded me of Trey Gowdy. Remember, Gowdy would always come on and act like he was going to, you know, we thought we were going to get to the bottom of it because he was giving these tough questions during congressional hearings and nothing ever happened. But we do have a fighter. And it's not either of these guys that I'm talking about. And I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG. I'm down with MTG. Man, this lady, I have a crush on her, a political crush, because she knows how to fight. Yeah, see, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know if you guys are aware, but Marjorie Taylor Greene passed legislation that said they had to do an in-person vote. You know, roll call, I think is what they call it. And it's forcing these people to have to come in to vote and put their vote on record, not just dial it in. And I don't know the procedural stuff. I'm not going to pretend to know it. But what I heard is she's a thorn in the ointment. It's not letting legislation that Pelosi wants to get in because they can't get the numbers. They can't get the pluralities. And for the record, Pelosi's dangerously close to losing the House. She's not going to lose it this term. But when we got the woman in whose husband died in Louisiana, that narrowed the gap a little bit. So you only need three Democrats to vote with the Republicans on any particular thing, and it's toast. They can't get it through. And Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, okay, Republicans, if you want to really do a show of force, you show up, make sure you're here, let the Democrats try to do all this. These shenanigans. Because see, what Pelosi did, she used the scamdemic to pass legislation that said they could vote remotely. They didn't have to come in. And I don't know how the roll call thing works, but they got used to it. They got used to being lazy and just saying, oh, it's time for a vote. They probably had a thing on their smart watches and just said, what is it? And then they sent out the talking points and they would just cast the votes. And Marjorie Taylor Greene said, no, 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 no. Well, they want to go after her. She's now a major conspiracy theorist. I don't know even what they're professing about her, but they got to make her into a kook. They have to make us not be, it can't be legit, anything that she does. Just recently she was trying to start this new caucus and they made it racial. That caucus is only about white people. So she backed off, but she needs to start a MAGA caucus or something like that. And I love how she's a take no prisoners kind of person. And what did she do recently? She called out AOC. Democrats are going to attack her with vigor. I'm going to get to the AOC thing. Because if Green gets a voice, she will destroy DC in a good way. They must take her down. And I'm going to say to you, when people ask me, Kevin, what should we do? You must support her. I think I told you guys, I have a friend, he's a big fundraiser. He told me, says, Kevin, the two biggest people that I fundraise for that are getting the most money are Marjorie Taylor Greene and Josh Hawley. And I'm going to bet you money that Marjorie Taylor Greene is outraising Josh Hawley and anybody else because you are responding. Good for you. See, what they want to do with Marjorie Taylor Greene is what is the epitome of cancel culture. They got to make you believe that if you support her, you're crazy. How? What are you going? You're supporting her? Oh my gosh! Look at you! Yeah, get away from me. I 100% endorse her. I don't care that she's connected to QAnon. I don't care. Kevin, I saw her drown a puppy. Good, the puppy deserved it. You know, I don't care. People have their warts. I don't agree with everything Marjorie Taylor Greene does or says. I don't even know the things that she does or says. And I can still make that statement with 100% absolute certainty. I don't agree with her on everything. But you know what I will agree with her on? That she needs to fight. That she needs to stop the gamesmanship that happens in D.C. every single day. And these people are getting away with. And we got to take it on the chin. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a warrior. And I don't know what... Look, I'd love to see what she said about cops and chimed in on it. I'm going to bet you money she's pro-law enforcement. I'm going to bet you money she's pro... She's pragmatic in how should we be dealing with the law. That's what I feel. Anyway, she went on and she said, AOC, I'd like to challenge you to a debate on the Green New Deal. Economic policy. Since you sponsored the Green New Deal and have a degree in economics, I'm sure you are more than qualified. That's what started this whole thing. And that's what, and they're calling her the AOC of the conservative movement. Now, I got called, for example, the Van Jones of the conservative movement. And the person that said it to me said, Kevin, don't take this the wrong way. I mean this as a compliment. And I said, I take it that way. Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, is the AOC of our movement. And you better embrace that. Call her MTG. Get her social media popping. Because this woman is a businesswoman. She knows what she's doing. I'm going to get more into her the details of her life here in just a second. But this is a woman that is accomplished. And she knows how to market. She's going after the weakest link of the Democratic Party. And this is brilliant. Brilliant. This is not something McConnell would come up with or Kevin McCarthy. This is what a warrior would come up with. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other Silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we're talking about the newest conservative lawyer, MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene. She reminds me of Michelle Bachmann on steroids. Michelle Bachmann, amazing lady. Retired and represented Minnesota. Fostered multiple kids of multiple races, she and her husband. She had a degree. She was a tax attorney. This woman was very sharp. I had the pleasure of meeting her in Congress, in her office, and I have to tell you, I was so blown away at what she knew about different subjects. It was fascinating. Glad you guys are back. Glad you're still here. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene because she's a superstar in the making for the Republican Party, for the conservative movement. This is a woman who understands procedure. She understands how to get the attention of people and keep it. And she's doing something that nobody's done so far. Not really. I mean, Candace Owens did it. I'll debate AOC or whatever. But nobody in Congress has said, you know what? I'll take your weakest link. I'll take this person that you're... Because the Democrats love their weakest link. I told you, they're the only group of animals who will let the weakest of them lead. AOC, at one point, was challenging Pelosi. Pelosi can't even shut her up. So MTG seizes on this. She says, you know what? We have an opportunity here. We have an opportunity to expose the weakest link. Pelosi's not going to be too mad at her either. I would pay to see a debate between AOC and MTG. But you can bet Nancy Pelosi will never let her little minion get publicly humiliated and thus humiliate the Democrats by answering questions about the Green New Deal. Because you can bet this, MTG knows every detail of how stuff is made. Do you guys know this? Solar panels are made with coal. Are you aware of that? The technology you need for the solar panel to work involves the mining of coal. You think they want to tell you that? That the green weenies want to tell you that? Look at anything you want. I've known this for decades. You cannot have energy the way that the left wants it unless you keep the grid operational. You know what the grid I'm talking about? The one that runs on coal or nuclear. It must stay operational because the wind doesn't always blow, water doesn't always flow, the sun doesn't always shine, and so on and so forth. It's good that we're working towards this stuff, and when things are working, that you do use those things, but you better have a backup system that involves fossil fuels. MTG versus the former bartender. A businesswoman versus a former bartender. Eric Swalwell decided he would chime in in this little melodrama that was playing out when MTG invited AOC to a debate. And she says, when you aren't on any committees, you can propose stunts like this. And MTG slapped his little naughty bits with a vengeance, and she tweeted to Swalwell, well, we all know how you serve on Intel, Judiciary, and Homeland Security committees, with your pants around your ankles, giving it to China. Wow. She then goes on to say, I serve on the Committee of the Whole and hold all of Congress accountable by demanding recorded votes so the people know our record. And she capitalized people. That's how much she feels about us. We're not just the people in general. She's giving us reverence. Talk about getting your little thingies whacked. I love her reference to Swalwell's tryst with the Chinese spy. Except this time it's Swalwell who's getting it from behind because she knows how to cut to the core. And that's why the left need to destroy her. This is a woman that knows, I'm just telling you, I don't know a lot about her, but in this little bit of an exchange, I know she is to be reckoned with. Nothing is off the table. And when she gets to a level where her social media is built up, and look, it isn't going to happen on Twitter. When I go to Congress again, I'm going to ask her to join PolitiChatter. I'd give her a special place there. Anyway, I want to explain to you how Wikipedia describes Marjorie Taylor Greene, just to give you an idea of how this works. Tell you when she was born, 1974, also known by her initials MTG. She's an American politician, businesswoman, and far-right conspiracy theorist, serving in the U.S. Representatives for Georgia's 14th Congressional District. Member of the Republican Party, staunch conservative of Donald Trump, Green was elected to Congress, blah, blah, blah. I'll give you all that. Then they say, Green has supported disproven far-right conspiracy theories such as Pizzagate, QAnon, as well as other unevidenced conspiracy theories, including false flag shootings, 9/11 conspiracy theories. How many times have I said the word conspiracy? Additionally, before running for Congress, she supported the execution of prominent Democratic politicians.
Okay.
Green also supported Trump's efforts to overturn his loss to Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. How dare she? During the Electoral College vote count, Green was among a group of Republican legislators who unsuccessfully objected to votes won by Biden, despite federal agencies overseeing election security, saying it was the most secure election in American history. After falsely asserting Trump was elected in a landslide, but the election had been stolen from him, Green filed articles of impeachment against Biden the day after his inauguration, alleging abuse of power. They voted to remove her from all committees, etc. See, this is where the weak-kneed Republican sissies get on my nerves. And I'm going to stop there. They desperately want to convince America that Green is a conspiracy theory, that the election was legit, that Joey DeMento got 12 million more votes than baby black Jesus at his height, and you are a conspiracist who follows Marjorie Taylor Greene if you believe otherwise. But now I want to give you the comparison between Marjorie Greene and AOC. AOC, born, 1989, also known by her initials, and is an American politician serving the U.S. representative for New York's 14th congressional district since 2019, and it goes on to describe the areas that she covers. Ocasio-Cortez drew national recognition when she won the Democratic Party's primary election for New York's 14th Congressional District on June 26, 2018. She defeated Democratic caucus chair Joe Crowley, a 10-term incumbent, in what was widely seen as the biggest upset victory in the 2018 midterm election primaries. She then defeated Republican opponent Anthony Pappas in the November 2018 general election. She was reelected in the 2020 election, defeating John Cummings. Taking office at age 29, AOC is the youngest woman ever to serve in the U.S. Congress. She's also the youngest member of the 116th Congress. She's been noted for her substantial social media presence relative to her fellow members of Congress. She attended Boston University, where she double majored in international relations and economics, graduating cum laude. She was previously an activist and worked as a waitress and bartender before running for Congress. Now, that's the way they describe her, and they go on to talk about she's the first female member of the Democratic Socialists of America elected to serve in Congress. She advocates a progressive platform, blah, blah, blah. Businesswoman, who's a conspiracy theorist, they didn't give you any information about the work that she did, the businesses she's built, how successful they were or weren't. They didn't talk about what her degrees are in or anything. But on AOC the Bonehead, they give you no negative. There's nothing negative about a bartender coming into, how she got there, how she finagled her way into the seat, and all this. It's all glowing. Her youth and inexperience is good. Her social media following, well, look at that. Wow. I think you get the picture.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.